all over the news the last few days was that Splash Mountain, they closed it down at Disney World because they're making way for a new attraction. But the thing that got us talking was the fact that people are buying the water from Splash Mountain on websites like eBay that is being auctioned off.
Listen, I think it's a brilliant business model. You show up there, you take a photo in front of the sign with you holding a cup of water that nobody knows where this water is from, mm-hmm. and then you sell it off to people. I love it.
But I think a lot of times you fall for fake stuff. You buy things that are fake and you have no idea how to find out if it's real or not. Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions. Ryan, how do you figure this out, that you're buying something real or not?
The water from Splash Mountain. So let me pretend I brought you a glass of water and told you it was from Fiji, let's say. Would you be able to tell?
No way.
Probably not.
No, of course not. If you had a blind taste testing of water, you probably couldn't pick the Fiji over the Dasani, right? Aside from serious scientific analysis, which is expensive and time-consuming, there is absolutely no way to tell.
Okay. And that would require us to have some sort of control group, some sort of information about what the Splash Mountain water was like in the first place, too.
Right.
Right. So I did a little research, and I looked on eBay. Splash Mountain water has sold for as much as $117 for 4 ounces in a mason jar.
That's well, amazing.
All right, so here's the thing. Don't buy the water from Splash Mountain on eBay. It's most likely not real. But
not only is it not real, I just zoomed in on the photo and it's completely photoshopped.
What?
Had me fooled, man. I really, really, really love Mickey and Minnie.
But like,
you can see where they cut their own hand out and put it in front of the sign. It's totally fake.
It's really good. All right, so Ryan, we all kind of laugh at that and we know that that's ridiculous. But there are a lot of things that you buy online that are fake. And I know that one of the big things is you buy shampoos and lotions on Amazon and they turn out not to be real. How do you tell the real sellers from the fake sellers?
So that is very, very hard to do. In truth, let's say you want to buy an expensive designer product. You go to their retail store, you walk in, and you buy it, and you're buying the real thing. Just about everything else is dicey. You're taking a chance if you say, wow, look at that great price. I can't believe that perfume is only half off. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
That's the rule of thumb. Don't ever actually think you found something amazing.
Oh, my gosh. What if you do, though? It's so disappointing because you just want to get a deal on certain things, you know?
People play on people's emotions, too, when it comes to things, right? The Splash Mountain thing is a perfect example. You feel nostalgic about it, right? So you say to yourself, I'm never going to have this opportunity. That's the other thing is they make it seem like you'll never, ever, ever be able to circle back to this thing. But chances are, if you found it once, you could find it again.
There's people like Kim Kardashian who she collects all these, she just bought Princess Diana's necklace and she wore a Marilyn Monroe's dress. And I believe she has like all kinds of celebrities, you know, articles of their clothing and jewelry. Obviously, you would think that she knows the right people to go to buy the authentic things. But how does the average person go about buying something like that?
You said it earlier, be skeptical and get proof.
What are the top things that you see that are counterfeit that are sold?
We see a lot of fake designer purses.
Yep.
The other thing we see that's faked all the time is art. It's one of the easiest things to fake, and it is very complicated.
All right. If you want to learn more how to get your stuff checked out, you can visit Ryan online at nesteggauctions.com. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.